So, all right. So other people, they have these like tragic life situations. What do? They go out, they change the world, right? I fucking hate those people. You know, like, what's that kid's name? Bethany Hamilton. You know who she is? She's like the kid that got her arm bit off by the shark. And she's like, oh, I got my arm bit off by a shark. 3 weeks later, I'm a professional surfer, and now I can fly, you know? Or, we're actually Facebook friends, so I don't tell her this, but, oh, she's grown now, but, and then there's that fucking dolphin, you know, dolphin tail dolphin. It's like, it was a 1 in a million chance, but the dolphin learned to swim again. And I'm like, really, it was an 85% chance that my girlfriend will get better from Hodgkin's, and she's dead, so I want to punch that dolphin right in the head. I'm not saying you should go punch a dolphin in the head. I got some in a head. Wouldn't that be hilarious? I want to find a bathroom on a boat and punch a dolphin in it. No, punch a dolphin in the head. I actually got a bunch of complaints from my New York show, from New Yorker, so I know I'm going to get complaints here, that said like that I was promoting animal cruelty in my act by saying I wanted to punch a dolphin. Like that's A, not hyperbole, and B, like my friends have so much access to dolphins, you know? Like they're sitting on the Q-tane. God, I can't believe another fucking dolphin. You're in the movies. Another fucking dolphin. Like that was what I was promoting. No, it's hyperbole, also a joke. So anyway, so, you know, but I've always felt like, you know, people give these great life-changing experiences and then they, you know, they do something new or they get more focused. I feel like I was already kind of focused, right? I had my, like, daily to-do list and my goals and foci. Like, what are my goals going to be now? Like, to cry 50% of the day, you know, or watch more Law & Order? Why is Law & Order so comforting? I know, that's weird, right? Just the music, right? Do-do-do-do, whatever. And then the dun-dun. Every time I hear the dun-dun, I feel like that's, like, my mother's heartbeat or something. If my mother were comforting. Which was not the case at all, but... I get mad sometimes when Law & Order isn't on, right? I mean, that almost never happens, but... So I was talking about this with my friend, one of those angry dyke friends. Everyone should have who's an angry ass dyke? Are there any angry ass dykes left up in here? I mean, she is one of those people, like, she went with me to my mammogram, and you know, it's like one of those things, if you're under 50 and you have big tits, they always find something in your mammogram, right? Regardless. So it's important to go to get a baseline, but, you know, I think they found out that my tits are completely full of Diet Mountain Dew, is what they found out. But I took my friend with me to my mammogram because, you know, I had to have an ultrasound and follow-up and all that. And she was like one of those dykes you want to take with your mammogram. She is so angry. She would, like, you know, rip off your head and menstruate down your neck. That is how angry she is. And that's who you want to take with your mammogram, right? She lived through the fucking AIDS crisis. Every friend is dead. You know, but she does not fucking care. And I was like, God, Sarah. Oh, oops. You're not supposed to say people's names once you say that, right? Anyway, I said, Sally. She would so hate to be called Sally as opposed to using her real name. But I'm like, oh, Sally, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with all this. Like, God, what do I do? What do I do with all this? I just don't know what to do. And she's like, Kelly, just shut up and be devastated. I'm like, oh, are you a professional grief counselor? Because that's actually not bad advice, right? I mean, it would be perfect advice. Like, she could be the grief counselor to my family. Because my family, you know how some people, you're like, oh, that person's all talk and no action. My family is all action, no talk, zero, not capable. Right, like, I remember when I was like, maybe, I don't know, the Rosie Grier, the Free to Be You and Me album came out when I was like 6 or 7. And somehow that album came to be in our house. I have no idea. It must have crawled there on its own volition because I know my parents did not buy a comedy album called Free to Be You and Me. And I don't know what accent that is. They're actually from Wisconsin. So I'd be like, well, I don't know who brought that album in here, but I don't know why you guys feel you need to be free to be you and me. I don't know. You could just be free to go hoe the garden. That's what you can be free to do. So the song, if you're unfamiliar, the Rosie Grier song, I don't know if he wrote it himself, but he was performing, a big, you know, football player, and he's playing the guitar and singing, It's All Right to Cry. And my dad walks through the room as we're listening to this, looks at me, looks at my sister, and goes, I hope nobody's getting any fucking ideas around here. clear. I felt like that was a clear message. We didn't get any ideas. So even like my parent, like my family doesn't actually have, like, we have this highly evolved emotional processing language, right? Like, we can talk about anything. We can talk about poly. We can talk about kinky. We can talk about sensitivity. We can talk about our allergies. We can fucking talk, right? Parents, no. My grandma was relating what was wrong with one of her sisters, and she was like, yeah, she has that disease, where you feel so very all alone. And I was like, depression, grandma? That's what she was talking about, depression. Didn't have the word for it. And when my second partner got sick with cancer, my brother sent me a lovely email that could only come from somebody who has spent a lifetime in the Navy. It just said, Kira Kelly, I was filled with regret when I read your email. It would seem that one type of this situation in a lifetime would be more than sufficient.